011, Sunday night, Shara Bitochon. Okay, we're moving along now. We're up to Chavis Lubavitch is still in the Hakdama. We didn't start yet learning how to have Bitochon, or the nitty-gritty of exactly what Bitochon is and when to apply it. We're still learning about how great it is, and we're up to the third benefit of it, which is to have serenity and not worry about things of Olam Hazeh, so that you have a clear mind to work on long-term projects meaning eternity. It's the most long-term project that exists. And then he goes off on a tangent and lists 10 ways in which someone who has bitachon will be more serene and more calm and will have more of a clear head, more than the most extreme person we can think of who doesn't have worries. And the most extreme person we can think of who doesn't have worries is a person who can produce money at will. He goes down to his basement and produces money at will. But still, he starts going through the limitations and why that person is not a worry-free person as much as we would think. He needs special materials. That's his first point. They have to be available to him. So there's always the availability issue, while HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about what we need in sometimes very unexpected ways. We don't need Nisim in our lives to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Yeshua in unexpected ways. You meet someone in the street, you have a chavrusa, you know someone, and all of a sudden they suggest a job for you. They saw something in a paper, they saw something on the Beit Shemesh email lists, and all of a sudden, you know, something comes up. You have a customer, you have a Yeshua. Okay, the second point is that the person who can produce money at will has to worry about unintended consequences. So he does have some worries. He has to worry about side effects, whether it's on his health or other like things. And the Baal Bitochon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to worry about unintended consequences, because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no such thing as unintended consequences. So your Bitochon extends to everything. The third point is that the person producing money is always afraid that people will find out. Anybody that is in the stock market or in real estate, he's always nervous that other people are going to find out, and they're going to muscle in on his territory and take away what he's able to benefit from. And the Baal Bitochon is not afraid. He's proud of his Bitochon. He doesn't have to keep his secret. He doesn't mind if other people share his Bitochon. There's nothing. He doesn't have such a worry. The fourth is that the person who can produce money at will always has to worry if he's calibrating his access to the money. Maybe he's producing too much money and it'll get stolen from him. Maybe he's producing too little money and when he really needs it, it won't be around. So he doesn't know how to calibrate it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're Boteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have that worry, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always provide the exact amount that's needed. And then he gives examples of the Uber b'me'eimo, of the Efroach b'toch ha'beyitza, the Oaf b'avir, how does the Oaf in the sky get sustenance, the dog in the water, the Namala, it's so weak and puny, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for it. So we don't have to worry. The Baal Bitochon is not worried about it coming too little, too late, too much. Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing the calibrating, and Hashem li lo ira. So we're up to the fifth point of why this person who's the most worry-free person that we could imagine is really not worry-free at all. The Achamishi, I don't know if anybody has the sefer, but I'll make believe that, yeah. It's on page Kuf Chavav. Yeah, we have a different... It's also a different text, we said. I'm using Rav Kapach's translation. Kuf Chavav HaChamishiv Shabal HaKimya, this alchemist, Tachas Pachad Umora, Alavadoso Men HaMelech, Alavadoso. He's really afraid. He's always afraid. He's afraid that people will... He's doing something wrong, really. He's doing something wrong. He's afraid, min hamelech, he's afraid of everybody he looks at suspiciously. Maybe they're out to get him. So, you know, two days ago, I was looking at the Scholes Haldonis, so, you know, it's hard to relate to this, maybe. He's exaggerating. But then yesterday at Shalshuris, I was talking to an accountant who joined me for Shalshuris, and he does audits of books. And he tells me everybody has dirty little secrets that they hope no one finds out about in their business, virtually everybody. And everybody has, they have little shortcuts they take and not 100% what they're supposed to be doing. And they don't exactly report everything. And, you know, they take liberties with certain definitions. That's what he was telling me. So I said, you know, that's what the Chavis Haldova says. Everybody, so you're worried. You're worried that someone's going to expose something you're doing. And even if you can convince yourself that it's not wrong, but it's hard to convince the people that catch you that it's not wrong. So this alchemist does have a worry. He's worried, in fact, from everyone that they'll expose what he's doing. Ta'botech al Hashem, but someone whose source of worry-free life is his bitachon, yira'uhu adarabba, people are afraid of him. People are afraid of him. Yira'uhu hamalachim b'nechbadei b'nei adam. What does it mean, people are afraid of him? If you know human psychology, people respect and are afraid of someone who's unafraid. Of someone who's principled and unafraid. So they usually say he's a balgaiva, or they say he's... But really, I don't know if anybody ever read when I was younger, so I used to read Ayn Rand's books. Everybody here of Ayn Rand? She's famous? I don't know how famous she is. She didn't die so long ago. Just within the last few years she died. So she's Jewish probably. So anyway, so she wrote books. So she has in her books, the hero is always someone who's like extremely principled, and I wouldn't call him a Baal Bitachon because she was an atheist, but certainly it was a demus of what a Baal Bitachon should be like. Except in her books, it's not because he's a Baal Bitachon, it's because he's a Baal Gaiva Taka. But a Baal Bitachon, I feel, would would be the right image of a Baal Bitachon. Someone who says what he thinks, who does what he thinks is right, who doesn't worry about consequences, like the second benefit that we learned about the benefits of bitachon. That was the second benefit. You're unafraid. You don't kowtow to popular opinion. You go with what you think is right. So people have the portrayal in her books, most people have like a visceral, I think the word is, almost automatic, visceral, visceral, have like a visceral dislike of her heroes, most people. Because most people who get by because of protection or because people don't care about incompetence, or they just butter up the person, or they pay off the person, whether it's with words or with money or with flattery, it doesn't matter. So they have a visceral dislike, and they don't even know why. That's the portrayal she gives in the book. They're not even sure why, because if you have a person who's like straight, so then people are scared of that person because they want to know what he thinks of them. They're very concerned, and so that's what that's what the Chavis Halbavos means. I'm not saying he means what Ayn Rand says, but he means that image of. People are afraid of a principled person. People are afraid of someone who's not afraid of them, who just has bitachon in Hashem. So mayase basar li, mayase adam li. That's what he means here. The alchemist is not worried about money, but he's worried about every person walking by that they'll report him, they'll expose him. And the Boteach Bashem, people are afraid of him. So I'm explaining what he means by that line. Why are people afraid of him? The Af Baalei Chayim Habilti Hogim. Now he says something really strange. He says, apparently strange, he says even Baalei Chayim, like animals, who don't have a thought process, and even Domeim, Achekilu HaDomeim, Mevakesh Ritzono. Like everything is Meshubit to him. Everything wants to do his will. So, what does he mean? Come on, like, is he talking magic? So, I'll tell you what it means. If you had a sefer, it would be more of a question. Like this, you will say, you'd see it inside, you say, what's he talking about? So he brings down a very important perek in Tillim. Can I have, I'm sorry, do you have a sitter? Or a sitter is fine. A sitter or a Tillim. I'm sorry. Thank you. So he said, this is the perek. You might have heard of this perek. We say it by Kriya Shema Shalamita, and it's called Shir Shel Pagoyim. It's really, the Gemara calls it a Shir to ward off Mazikim. And it's really, if you learn about Bitachon, and then you, right, Yoshev B'Seser El Yom B'Tzel Shakayis Lonan. So it's talking to a Baal Bitachon. It's talking to someone who feels he's constantly protected and taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, Omar Lashem, I will say to Hashem, Machsi Umutsudasi. He is my shelter, my Elokai Evtach Bo. And then it goes on to say, Kuhu Yatzulcha, he will save you from this and from that. So the Chavis Halvavas quotes the Pasuk. So he says, Kamaimar Achazah, this parak of Yoshim says, Elam Betzel Shakai Yislonon, talks at Sof HaMizmor, until the end of that parak, it's really talking about this mention of like very inanimate objects. Like, he'll be, the Chavis is explaining what he means. What does he mean, animals or inanimate objects? Hadomein will be Mevakesh Ritzono, will seek his approval. It means it'll seem that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from all sorts of pogoyim. That is why this is called Shir Shel Pogoyim. And Kiyato Hashem Machsi, right? Lo Suunei Lecha Ra'a, V'negala Yikrav B'Yoholecha, Pentigov Po Eben Raglecha, Al Shachal V'Fesron, different mazikim, animals that are mazikim, snakes, Tidroch, Tirmos, Kefir, V'Sanin. So there's a portrayal here of animals and stones and stumbling blocks that people will be saved from. So the Chavis Halbavas quotes this perek, cites this perek, I should say. And so that's his point. It seems, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects this person from all sorts of danger, from all sorts of dangerous things, dangerous situations, where it seems like even animals, even inanimate objects are in awe of this person because he's protected from them. That's the understanding. That's why he quotes, that's why he cites this parak. This parak talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the person from all sorts of things, even from the Evan, even from the Kfir V'Sanin, which are animals. So it seems as if they are Mevakesh Ritzono, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu maneuvers and makes sure that he's not harmed by them. So that's, he's not afraid. He's not afraid, not even of these inanimate objects. He's not afraid of situations. He's not afraid, this will happen, that will happen, this person will report me, this person, this will happen. He's calm. At Sof HaMizmor. Va'omar, I'm sorry, again, it's worthwhile. Can I trouble you for an eel? An eel. It's worthwhile to say the plash of the form, sorry. The Pasuk says in Iyov, again it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, Yutes Chaf, B'sheish Tzoros Yatzileka, Hashem will protect you from six types of Yisurin are enumerated here. Ubisheva lo yiga b'cha ra'a. B'ra'av potcha mimodas. Uvmulchama midecherev. And then it gives all sorts of l'shod u'l'chafon, different types of snakes. Tischak. U'mechayas oretz altira. Doesn't have to, it could be human animals also. Ki im avne hasode b'risecha. That's the lashon of the pasuk. It's as if you have a bris with the avnei hasodeh, v'chayas hasodeh has made peace with you. Koponim, that's what the Chayim Solovitz is saying. So the boteach b'Hashem is not afraid of anything, while the baal or the alchemist is afraid of everyone. Everyone might report what he's doing and expose him. That's number five. Number six. Shabala alchemist ain't a batuach min hamachlos v'hamadvim. This is a major thing. He says, if we had to paint a picture of the most secure person, so we would probably pick someone who can produce money at will. And Chavis Lavovitz is saying, you know something? That can't produce his health. What's going to be if his kidneys stop working? You know, all the money in the world, you know, now say, okay, he'll get a kidney donor, who said? And if he has a stroke, chas v'shalom, health, that whole parasha called health, he still has to worry about that. V'hashishi shebal hakim, you're the alchemist, ein betuach min hamachlos, v'hamadvim, hama'atzivim lo esim chaso ba'osho. You know, he may have an ulcer, the doctor says he has to, what do people with an ulcer eat? He has to drink tea and cottage cheese, no crackers, and you know he has all this money, and he's eating like the poorest person in the world. Atzivim lo, they sadden, he can't enjoy his riches. He's sick. He's if he's ill or he can't eat or he can't travel because he has a heart condition, so he has no. What good is his money? For oz lo yehone b'meshe yeshlo, he will have no enjoyment from what he has. Below Yisanag b'meshe hisiga yodo, v'boteach al Hashem. So again, the alchemist's worry-free life is severely limited, while v'boteach al Hashem is b'tuach. Also, his b'tochon covers min hamadvim v'hamachlos. It covers health also. Now, here Chavis Halavos chooses to point out that he's not making any promises. People get sick, and people get sick. He's not promising you that you won't get sick. But here he chooses to mention something that he elaborates upon in Shar HaBitachon, and that is the Baal HaBitachon is aware. He's relying on Hashem to keep him healthy. And he's aware that if Hashem chooses not to, there's a reason for it, and a very good reason for it, and it's what's best for him. This is what we talked about, l'tavavid. It doesn't ruin his bitachon, his awareness, an awareness that there are sick people in the world. If I have bitachon, I'll take care of my health, I'll eat properly, I'll sleep properly, I have to do those things, go to the gym. I have bitachon, Hashem will keep me healthy. But you know, I'm aware that there are people that get sick. I mean, I'm not a fool. I know what goes on. People, Rahmanul Islam, get sick. But the Baal Bit, so you have to develop that midah too, where you know that everything's from Hashem, and Hashem's doing that l'tova, so it doesn't affect your bitachon. You can have full reliance on Hashem to keep you healthy, because you know he's in control. So you know that if he chooses that you not be healthy, if he chooses, there's a reason for it. And it's good for you. So you're able to rely on Hashem fully to keep you healthy. See, you know, if there would be something, kevayochol, that HaKadosh, if you're boteach in a, well, the alchemist, you say, you know, he's botech in his money. So he's, but he can't, his heart is not really worry-free because he's worried about getting sick. So that's like that. But if you b'teach b'Hashem, and you b'teach b'Hashem to keep you healthy, and you know that if lu yitzuyur, you do get sick, it's also Hashem that's doing it for a specific reason, so then, you know, it doesn't impugn, it doesn't impinge upon your feeling of security. You know Hashem's taking care of you. You know you should be healthy if you follow a certain lifestyle, so you're relying on Hashem to keep it that way. And you know, statistics say people do get sick, so you can handle it. It's also Hashem, it's the same Hashem. So he says two reasons here why people would get sick. Zulosi al derech hameiruk, okado l'shalem lo. It's not so clear what this means. Meiruk is really means a kapara. A kapara for averus. And it wipes away the averus. So if you owed someone $10,000, and they told you that if you let them slap you in the face and twist your arm and kick you, they'll be moichel the $10,000. So chances are you would subject yourself to it. So that's what Hashem does many times. He hurts us, and that's a kapara, and he says, okay, I'm wiping away, that's your punishment, and now you're free from the $10,000 debt, so to speak. I did this, I did that, that's enough. You suffered enough, and there was a worse fate awaiting. So it could be a meiruk of averus, or could they l'shalem lo. So the way, you know, what's the translation? Who has a different type of halvavus? I don't like this translation. It's like the same thing. Marek and l'shalem lo is the same thing. Thank you. What does he say? What's his lashon? Kapora or tamura. Kapora or tamura. Oh, so I was explaining tamura, that instead of that, instead of a worse thing happening, this happens, and kapara would be a fitting punishment. So that's mechaper on the avera. In other words, there's a reason it happened. You know, sometimes sometimes the things that happen to us, people react, we've all faced crises, and people react, it's an asayon, and sometimes many times it's a tikkun of a previous chait in that way. Let's say a person had a certain midah ra'ah, and then something happens in life many times, which the only way to cope with it, and hopefully they'll rise to the occasion, the way to cope with it is by really brings out the midah, which is a tikkun of their midos. Let's say a person is self-centered, right? So then something happens, and then they start to realize how puny they are, and they start to look out to other people, and they realize how lucky they are, and how other people. And sometimes, many times, the tzaras we have are there to be masakin, to help us rise and be masakin amida. That we may have, maybe we don't think about Hashem enough, and certainly a tzara makes us more religious. We turn to Hashem more by a tzara. So that might be another explanation. But the point, he's going to elaborate on this when we learn about Bitachon, when we start. But here he just mentions it because he doesn't want you to think he's making any promises. The person who's boteach al Hashem for health has a right, the alchemist has no right to be not worried about health, because his worry-free life has nothing to do with health, totally not under his control any more than the average person. The Peteach Bashem is relating to health issues also. It might happen, okay, but Hashem decided it should happen. I can rely on Hashem to get me to Yerushalayim when I get on the bus, and, you know, sometimes the bus breaks down. Sometimes there's an accident. I know that. And that might happen to me, you know. But I know if Hashem does it, there's a reason. So I could say, okay, I'm relying on Hashem that it shouldn't happen. That's who I'm relying on. And I'm able to do that with a happy, full heart, totally, because if it doesn't happen, it's not because something acted against him. that he didn't want it to happen. So if he didn't want it to happen and it happened anyway, chas v'shalom, right, an impossibility, so then you say, well, I can't fully rely on Hashem, because, right, if Shimon can affect what Reuven wants to do, so then I can't fully rely on Reuven, because Shimon could step in and do something. But if nobody could stop Shimon, Reuven from doing whatever he wants, so I could fully rely on Reuven for something, as long as I know that if he chooses not to do it, and my reliance ends in the disappointment, but at least I know it was still Reuven, so it's okay to totally rely on Reuven, because there's no one else in the picture. So that's what the Chayyus HaLavavus is saying. You can rely on Hashem for everything, because there's no one else in the picture. So you know that if you're disappointed, if things don't turn out the way you would have liked, it's the same Hashem, and there's a reason for it. Ka'omro, as the Pasuk says, V'yafu na'orim v'yigou, they're weary, they're worn out, U'bachrim koshol yikoshelu, but v'koyei Hashem, right in Yeshayahu, it's v'koyei, v'koyei Hashem yachlifu choach. They're always on top of things. They have renewed strength. They don't get depressed. For Omar Kizros Vishom Tishavarna, the Somech Tzadikim Hashem. Hashem is propping up the Tzadikim, even if there's a reason why they think they'll fall, but they can rely on Hashem, and He's there supporting them. So that's the sixth difference. Plain and Pashut, health. The Hashvi, Shebal, he says, you know something? Forget about health. The alchemist, this person that can produce money, you know, if you haven't, maybe you noticed, you can't eat money. You can only eat food. So he has money. Let's say the crops failed. Let's say there's a shortage. Let's say there's a hunger. Let's say there's a war. The supplies are cut. So the alchemist still has to worry even about his food supply. Shabbal Akimya, Efshesh lo Yasig Mazono. He has all the money in the world, right? We all know the story of the Gemara, the time of the second Churban Beis Hamikdash. The fabulously wealthy woman sent her servant out to buy food, couldn't find any food, came back with nothing. Efshesh lo Yasig Mazono, B'meshe B'Rashuso, Minazoha V'Hakesef, Machmas Heder Ha'ochel Be'ir, B'Mitzos Ha'itim. You know, we're living, B'ruch Hashem, you know. There's places in the world today where there's not enough to eat, where it's not possible they could have food. Ka'omro, kaspom b'chutzos yashlichu, this is the pasuk in Yecheskel. Sometimes people, you know, money could be thrown into the street. U'zahavam l'nido yihyeh, kaspom u'zahavam lo yuchal ha'atzilam, it won't help them. It's not just food, right? It won't help. All the money in the world won't help against chveis. Chalila, you could think of tragedies besides the illness in number six. But other tragedies, but v'abateach al Hashem, so you're relying on Hashem, so it's not like money, but not food. That's for food. There's a direct hashkochas Hashem on mezonos. V'abateach al Hashem, that's the lesson of the mon. Mezonos is a major part of life. Apparently, the Chavis Halvavus and Shara Bitochon will constantly be talking about earning parnosa, about making money, having what to live on. That's central in people's lives. That's their focus. It's health also, but in Shara Bitochon, because this is where Bitochon really enters one's life the most. That's why the parasha of the Mon is there, because you have to do something. You can't sit home. It's not going to rain shkolim into your living room. You have to get up and do. You have to be industrious. You can't be lazy. People have to work and earn money. And as they're doing it, they have to realize, think about, realize that it's not their efforts that's bringing them in the parnasa. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is decreeing on Rosh Hashanah, or maybe every day, how much money a person is going to have. So when it comes to health, maybe it's a bit easier to have bitachon, perhaps, because we sort of know, like, there's nothing we can do. I just have to rely on Hashem that I should stay healthy. But with money and with parnasa, it's much harder. So the quintessential avoda of bitachon, because bitachon's an avoda. You can't wake up one morning and say, okay, I have bitachon. I mean, maybe you could, and tell me the secret. It's an avoda. The Chavis Halbavos, it's very hard. We didn't even start yet. How do you acquire true bitachon? You know, it's very nice to say, but it's very hard. It's especially hard when we're dealing with something where it certainly looked like it's my efforts that are accomplishing it, and Hashem, you know, stay out of the picture. So that's why he always talks about parnasa. So he says the alchemist can't eat. Can't eat the money. Pabatech al Hashem lo yeder lo mezono b'chol zmano b'chol mokom at sof yimei chayov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. There's no promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. Sometimes people are hungry. People don't have enough to eat. People die of hunger too. But there's no ma'akev, as we said last week. Ein matzor l'Hashem. The Baal Bitochon is boteach b'Hashem to provide him with mezonos. There's nothing that's going to stop him. There's no zman, there's no mokom. It's not he'll run out of food, right? So it's limitless. Hashem's power, Hashem's ability is limitless. His ratzon is limitless. So I'm not worried. Ka'omro b'ro potcha mimobes uv'milchama midecherem. Ba'omro Hashem roi lo echzar. Hashem roi lo echzar. A person can say that 10 times a day. Hashem roi lo echzar. Well, if Hashem is my shepherd, I'm not missing anything. What am I missing? I'm only going to be missing what he doesn't want me to have. But there's no other reason why I would be missing anything. So everything's with a cheshbon. If I don't have something, it's because Hashem doesn't want me to have it. It's not good for me. But if Hashem's taking care of me, there's nothing inherently so that I won't be provided with. Hashem roi lo echzar. Va'omar lo yevoshu be'es ro'o. Uvmei ro'avon yisbo'u. Everybody could be going hungry. Hashem will provide for them. There's no matzor. There's not like Hashem can't find the food. So that's the seventh point. The seventh point is that the alchemist has to worry about food. Forget about health, which was number six. He has to worry even about food. All he has is money. Can't eat money. But the Baal Bitochon is covered with food. Covered for food as well. The eighth, Shebal HaKemyo lo yanuach b'mokom mipachto penigalu sodo. So this is an offshoot of number five. Number five, he said that the alchemist is afraid of everyone. He's suspicious of everyone. So everyone's going to expose him. Here he says that because of that, he doesn't stay in one place. He moves. He's always moving. Because the reality is, the experience shows, that the more you stay in one place, somehow by magic, people find out about you. No matter how much of a secret you keep. But you want to really be safe, you keep moving where people don't know you. So the equivalent in our lives doesn't have to be the alchemist. You know, people move. People many times move from place to place. They always want to make it big. They have some glick. They think that's some luck. They think it'll be better for them somewhere else. And if only they would go somewhere else, then things would be fine. So that's what he's talking about also. So the alchemist has all the money he wants, but he's worried, so he has to always move. So he's not settled. So he has that on his head. So he doesn't have a worry-free head. He has to think about the next place he's going to run to. If this does, right? The person says, if it's not working out here, I'll move. Babateach al Hashem could stay put. Hashem could provide for him here. He has nowhere to run to. There's no big... Grace a glick, and you say in Yiddish, there's no big glick in anywhere else. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shalvos nefesh b'makomo, he has nowhere to run to, he doesn't have to go anywhere. Ka'omro, and you know, it's interesting, like, the Chayyaz HaVodah says, David HaMelech makes a point of this. This is a hush of the thing. The fact that you can choose a place to live, and you can stay there, and you don't have to, there's nowhere to run around to. You have bitachon. So here also you'll have parnosa. Ka'omro, and there are psukim that are specific to this idea. It's amazing. This is such a hush of a thing that psukim specifically refer to this. B'tach b'ashem ba'asei tov, shechon eretz. You can settle down in the land. Ure'ei emuna. And your pasture will be emuna. A very beautiful imagery that you're living in the land and you're pasturing with emuna. So you could stay put. You could stay where you are. But Omar tzadikim yirushu aretz v'yishkenu lo'ad ole'a. Which very literally means they'll inherit the earth and they'll live there lo'ad. They'll stay there. So he interprets, Chavis Olovis is interpreting that pasuk to the Baal Bitachon, that he can stay. He can stay where he is. He has nowhere to run. He doesn't have to, there's nowhere else is going to be better for him. Same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, people move. It's true, people move. There's even a Gemara, Mashana Moka, Mashana Mazel. Again, there are different Madregos in Bitachon. The ultimate Baal Bitachon won't move. He'll say, what do I, what?
Even
to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to move. Nobody's moving to Eretz Yisrael for Parnassah, boy, you can... Right? To Eretz Yisrael, you're moving because it's a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about people that are always searching for that place where they're...
Where they'll make it big.
Where they'll make money. So I'm saying, you'll ask on the Chavit HaLovas, but it does say Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. That's true. But that's where the sliding scale of Bitachon kicks in. Here he's just talking about the conceptual Bitachon. Conceptually, Bitachon would say, what's the difference where you live? Hashem's taking care of me. What's the difference if I'm here or here? In reality, if you remember the very, very first paragraph, or second, in the Chavis Halvava Shara Bitachon, was that Hashem responds in kind to the degree of Bitachon that you have. So it could be to the average person, there is a concept of Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel, because Hashem's not relating to him with the full force of Hashgacha Pratis, because his bitachon is weak, or is not perfect. Again, we're talking about really, it's very, I think the word is glib, to just say, have bitachon. Yeah, go ahead. It's really something that has to be worked on. So, Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel is maybe the average person. But certainly conceptually, when bitachon is developed in a person, he would laugh at the thought of moving. What is he going to have somewhere else? There are other reasons to move. Move there to sell is a mitzvah. A person might move to a different place because there's better... That's a good question. I was about to say because there's better schools there for his children. And then someone will ask me, wait a second, why doesn't Bitachon govern that also? I rely on Hashem that my children will turn out okay, even if there's not the best schools here. So this already is a very detailed question and has to wait until we learn about such scenarios in Shar HaBitachon. When we're learning about Bitachon, such scenarios come up, and the Chavis HaLovas talks about it and explains it and gives ideas and eitzes, and we can't learn everything in one night. I would put the question if a person either in Ruchnius, how much Bitachon does one have about one's Ruchnius? So if one doesn't see that the schools for their children are good from the perspective of Ruchnius, are they allowed to sort of ignore their Bitachon and do what's best? That's one issue. Another issue is how much, if a person is entrusted, if you give me a wallet to watch, how much bitachon can I have with your money? That's another issue the Chaim Tov Bavos was deal with, having bitachon on someone else's cheshbon. So if you have children, it's not your children, I mean, it's your children, but it's a pikadon from Hashem. Hashem's giving you a precious treasure to watch over and to nurture and to raise. So you're allowed to have bitachon on the cheshbon of your children. So these are heavy issues that the Chaim Tov Bavos will deal with. I'm not going to talk about it now. It's absurd. That's what we have to learn. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be learning about such things.
Bitachon is a learned behavior.
Is what?
It's a learned behavior.
From day one, I've been saying that. The Chaim Tov Bavos wrote a handbook, how to acquire bitachon, how to acquire it, what to do. We didn't start yet. He's buttering us up how great bitachon is, so we should want to sit through these Sunday night things. Otherwise, everybody has better things to do. So he wants to butter us up how great it is. And hopefully we'll fall for it, and then we'll, Mitzvah Shem, start. I would appreciate feedback. If people think we're going much too slow and they want to really go much faster, please, you can email me, even anonymously. But be careful, because I shouldn't see the return address.
I like this place.
What?
I said I like this place. It means one can take it.
Okay. I'm treating you like men, that we're delving into it and we're explaining each pasuk and we're analyzing it carefully. I think I just said the wrong thing. I'm an old man already, so in my days the women were not as learned as you women all are, so I apologize. I apologize to my sisters also, who are not here today. Okay. My mother, Aleha Shalom, was not a learned woman, but she was the type of woman you read about that was really a very, very special woman in every way without being learned. So I grew up with that as a demus of a mother, at least. But, okay, things changed. Now the women are all learned. My wife puts me to shame. Okay. Vachi. The ninth difference is Shabal Hakimya Lo Yilavehu Mikso Lolam Haba. You know, when push comes to shove, the alchemist can have everything in the world, but he is only Olam Hazeh. What's money? Money is not gonna help him in Olam Haba. Velo Yasig Bimena Bolam Hazeh Ki Im Mizono. Okay, we saw that. It's not going to get him health. It's not going to get him other things. V'habitachon, if anything, it gets him security. Min ha'aniyos, from being poor. V'azikikos l'fnei odom, and he doesn't have to accept charity. But it's all olam hazeh. V'haboteach al Hashem yilaveu gumul bitchono v'olam hazeh uli olam haba. What does he mean here? He means that this bitachon, we have bitachon in Hashem that will get an ultimate reward. That if we live right, and we do the good things, and we do the mitzvahs, and we do our best, Hashem, we'll see, we'll learn, you'll stick with the Chayvus Halvodus, you'll learn that Hashem only wants us to do our best. He doesn't have any demand on us other than we try hard. He doesn't have any other demands. You'll see. So that's bitachon regarding Olam Haba. That we rely on Hashem to give us a reward as long as we do our best. So it's something that makes us feel secure about our nitzchius. It's really, it's very powerful. The alchemist is assured that for 40 years, he won't have money issues. Okay, that's pretty limited time. The Baal Bitachon is assured and relies on Hashem to give him his just reward in Olam Haba, which is... And now he says an amazing thing. He quotes the pasuk, V'haboteach b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu. So that's a pasuk that we say, if you say Tillim, but I don't think anybody would ever think that that refers to Olam Haba. So that's what the Chaim Tov Bavos is learning. That V'obateach Hashem Chesed, because he quotes that pasuk. So obviously he learns that Chesed Yisovevenu, Chesed will encircle him, is a reference to Olam Haba. The Omar, and he quotes another pasuk, Maraf Tuvcho Hashem Sofanto Lireyecha, Hashem put aside great reward But you have to have bitachon for that. That's also bitachon. Sometimes life is hard, and it would be made easier if we would cut corners and do things that maybe Hashem is not so happy with. Or we know that it negates His will, but we figure, you know, what should I do, you know? But if you have bitachon, that ultimately good will triumph, and people will get their reward, and there's Olam Haba awaiting. Morav Tuvcha. It's a good pasuk to learn by heart. Morav Tuvcha, Shetzafanta Lireyecha. He doesn't quote the end of the pasuk in my print, but the end of the pasuk is Po'alta Lachosim Bach. You have created it, you have made it, Lachosim Bach, to those who trust in you. Neged Bnei Adam, against people, what people are concerned with the temporary. And Lachosim Bach, Hashem has plenty of reward put aside. So that's also an aspect of Bitachon, that we rely on Hashem, that the ultimate reward will be there for us if we act in the right way. Okay, I'm sorry.